Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. As we remember Sid Hartman, 100 years, and so many of us touched by his life. You always heard about kind of the big three or four, you know, Bud Grant, George Steinbrenner, Bobby Knight, and Lou Holtz, joining us now, former coach of the University of Minnesota, Notre Dame, and more. Lou Holtz, I got to know you through Sid Hartman, and I know what this means to you because I know what he meant to you in the years that you were here and even before that in Iowa. Who is Sid Hartman to Lou Holtz?
Sid Hartman, there's nobody in the media that I respect as much as Sid Hartman. It goes back to 1960 as a graduate assistant at Iowa University. We're getting ready to play Minnesota. Both of us were undefeated at the time. And what happened is Sid came down to Iowa to get a story, and he ended up visiting with me. And I was just a little nobody. I went on to Ohio State to become assistant coach, et cetera. But every time I was close to Minnesota, Sid Hartman would come see me. Just a class guy in every respect. Very professional, but the hardest working sucker I've ever been around. Then I went to the University of Minnesota. And, you know, when we went there, the average attendance was 25,000. And every night in my first year there, after I got done with work, Sid Hartman, Harvey McKay, and I would have a hamburger somewhere because I didn't get a chance to eat dinner, and would talk about what we had to do to get people in the stands. They came up with Lou Holtz lookalike contest, et cetera. And Sid Hartman had so many great ideas. And then I had a Sunday show with him.
Yep.
And he was really, truly amazing. And I just always considered him a great friend. And he always said, my close personal friend, Lou Holtz, Bobby Knight, whoever the case may be. But I really, truly was a close friend of him. And, you know, he was Jewish. And every Christmas, he sent me a Christmas gift. I mean, he was an incredible individual that really cared.
Well, you know, but he was also, people don't think of him this way, Lou, but you'll understand this because he was such a grinder. But he was very creative, wasn't he? I mean, in the way he thought about how you could draw fans and the things that you could do in the state.
Oh, absolutely. If you want to know why we had good success recruiting and putting people to stage, you know, we sold the stadium out on season tickets our second year.
Yeah.
We sold 46,000 season tickets, which was maximum we were allowed to sell. But Sid Hartman, just he loved Minnesota. I mean, he loved the Gophers. He loved the Vikings. He loved the Twins. He loved people. And I would listen to him sometime on that Sunday show and go, how in the world does he keep his radio show? He always had great audience. You know, he would jump from one pot to the other, et cetera, but always wore a coat and tie.
Yep.
Been to his home out on the lake, et cetera. We lost one of the classiest people in the world, and we certainly lost what I would call Mr. Minnesota, because he identified Sid Hartman with Minnesota.
You know, before I let you go, one, congratulations. You're getting the Presidential Medal of Honor and for all that you've done. And that's a standalone, speaks by itself, but congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. I lost my wife 3 months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, Beth, yep.
When I was alerted, called by the president, say I was going to receive the Medal of Honor, I'm just sorry that my wife could not be here, but unbeknownst to me, this project had been in the works for 6 months. A young lady named Rachel Duchai, who I did not know, decided I was deserving of it and put together our soul package. And my wife was aware that I was nominated for it. And she told my secretary, please don't tell Lou he's nominated because I don't want him to be disappointed when he doesn't get it. So I'm just sorry she can't be here to be surprised as I was.
We could go all day. Our condolences and I think we're both smiling, Lou, after talking about Sid. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes on a busy day.
Thank you for having me. Good luck to the Gophers against the Wolverines.
You got it. Lou Holtz, nice enough to join us. Let's go from one former Gopher coach who was a close personal friend to Sid Hartman's to another former Gopher coach who was a close personal friend to Sid Hartman's. Jerry Kill, this is a tough day for all of us, my friend.
It is. It's, you know, I got the text last night and I called my wife and I was talking to the people up here at TCU and then I got home to see a little bit of the NFL game, and they were talking about Sid. So it is, but I tell you what, it's you're going to go out and you write your last article, and then you pass. That ain't bad to live 100 years old and do that.
What do you remember about the first time you met him, Coach?
He let me know that he was going to come into the office, and he was the guy. And he was going to go anywhere he wanted to go.
That's all you needed. And he did, right?
And he did. I didn't say what. I was told before I went there, don't cross Sid Hartman. So I said, you bet, Sid, whatever you want to do. So he would go right down the line, and he talked to me. And then he'd go down and talk to Billy Glasscock, the recruiting guy, get the recruiting scoop. Then he'd go down to see Trey. He just went one office to the next.
Yeah, Dan O'Brien always was victim there too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Dan was kind of first in line to get him where to go. But he was there's some people in the world that are unique and will never be another one.
Yeah.
And Sid is that. And we had an unbelievable relationship. Now I think he liked my wife more than he liked
Rebecca.
Me.
Man, you and I and Dave Lee and Rebecca and Sid at Murray's is a lasting memory that I had in that back room. Remember?
Yeah, I sure do. And but he treated me tremendously. I had a great deal of respect, and it went back and forth. And I think the biggest memory, and I've got many. And we all do, but I think the biggest memory I had is when we beat Nebraska, and I don't know, first time in I don't know how many years or whatever, and he rode the elevator down with us as a coaching staff.
Yeah.
And, shoot, he had tears in his eyes. And, you know, I mean, I loved the guy. And, always, I mean, he was great to me and probably too good, if he could tell you the truth. But he loved the Gophers. He loved Minnesota. And I was listening a little bit of Lou's story. Is I wanted to let Lou know he got a Christmas gift, you know. And I used to get Christmas gifts, too. I got a radio shower that I think was laying in his room for about 15 years. And I got it. And I tried it in the shower just for the heck of it. And it went, it didn't even work.
It was the thought that counted, right? Always was Sid.
It was the thought, but I was laughing when Lou said he got the Christmas gift. I wanted to break in and go, hey, did it work?
Did it work? You know, I got some of those too over the years, Jerry, and I sometimes got the sense that it was something that had been sent to Sid that he didn't really like.
I believe it is. I still got that. I still got it, too. I kept it just for anyway. And I get down the dumps, I can pull that out and say, hey, you know, my main man. This is what he got me for Christmas. But he, like I said, he's we've all been through a lot of it with Sid. But I have nothing but great thoughts. We used to all get together, as you know. Sid was a part of our staff in some ways.
Yeah.
I've never let anybody have the access that he had. But he never abused him.
No, he knew where the line was. Yep.
Yeah, he knew where the line was, and And you know, he just you know, he's a, like I said, one of a kind, and we could all tell stories on him forever and ever and ever, and they're all funny.
Yeah.
You know, it'd been neat if somebody kept. I wish I'd have kept a diary.
I say the same thing, because these stories keep coming back to me, but I don't have them organized. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when he invited himself out to dinner one night. It was about seven or eight of us, and Bobby Bell was one of them. And we go eat in the back room, and he gets up and leaves it. I think he's going to come back, and he just left.
That was it. He had done what he needed to do. He ate, and somebody else was going to pay for it, so he was set.
And so that's why that's what I mean by unique is that, you know, I did last night. I talked to Dave Lee last night, and I just kind of choked up. I did.
I did too.
It affected me, just the fact that there's this, like I said, there's only so many of those guys around. I remember just here, I don't know how long ago it was when he had his 100th birthday. I remember calling him.
Seven months ago.
And I was up at the office, and I was screaming, and everybody wanted to know what the hell I was screaming for. And I said, I'm talking to Sid Hartman, so just chill out.
All right, last question for you. How are you doing health-wise, and how is life at TCU for you?
You know what? Is TCU has been great, and I was at Virginia Tech. It was great. I'm having fun. Fort Worth's a great town, but I did text a few people last night that texted me about Minnesota, Sid, etc. And I don't know if I've ever been the same since I left Minnesota, to be honest with you. When I crashed and burned and it was over with, I don't think I've ever recovered, Mike. I've tried to, but I love the people there and had a great relationship. And
you loved it too much sometimes, Coach, right? I mean, you just, it's so hard because you want so bad to, and you loved it so much. And that, you know, it's what we love that is our strength and our weaknesses sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, I have no regrets because, you know, I think that, you know, it's, you know, I root for the Gophers and still talk to a lot of the kids and so forth and the people. And so, and you know, hey, there's nobody more happy. I mean, with the facilities winning, et cetera, you know, it's a good deal. I feel like I put something into it the best I could. And I made mistakes like everybody, but and still do. But, like I told Rebecca, I've never recovered from it because it was a hard gig and so forth. But days like today makes me still feel part of it with Sid, and you know what I mean. It as bad as it is with Sid passing, as good as it is for a lot of people like me.
Yep, because the memories that we can't take the memories from us, can you?
No, you can't.
Can't take the memories. Hey, buddy, I appreciate it very much. And it's just always great to visit with you on the air or off the air.
You bet. Love you. Love y'all. And, you know, take care and God bless.
Yeah, love you too, Coach. Thank you so much and continued success at TCU. Jerry Kill, nice enough to join us. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.